Okay. This week's parsha, we have parshas Chayesara. I'll tell you the truth, my friends. Usually parshas Chayesara, for the past many, many years, I've spoken in the parsha shmooz about the concept of dating and shidduchim. Reason being that the first shidduch made in the Torah, first person going to find the shidduch is in this week's parsha, Avram sending Eliezer to go find a wife for Yitzchak. That's what I usually have done. This year, I'm not talking about Shidduchim, I apologize. We'll save for another day. But I'm going to talk about something that will make you, every single one of you, a better candidate one day for the right Shidduch. Even though it's not directly about Shidduchim, if you listen to the idea today and you internalize it, and you live it as best that you can, it will make you a better candidate for Shidduchim, it will make you a better person for life. There was a medrash on this week's parasha, a famous medrash. The medrash says as follows: Rabbi Akiva had Yoshev v'Doresh. Rabbi Akiva was giving shir, the great Rabbi Akiva, that Tzibor misnamnim, and the people in the town in the shir were falling asleep. Never ever happened in one of my shirim ever. But you know, Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva. Can you imagine? Rabbi Akiva is giving shir, and the people are tired, and they're dozing off, they're falling asleep. Bikis lo'orah, he wants to wake them up. He wants to get their attention back. He wants to grab their attention. Omar, he says, Ma rasa Esther shatimloch al kochav zayim medina. Why did Esther merit to rule over 127 provinces? It says in Megillah Esther that Esther, once she became the queen, replaced Vashti, she ended up ruling over 127 provinces. Says the Medrash, Rabbi Akiva says to his students, Ela tavo Esther, she bas bita shel Sarah. Esther, the great-great-great-granddaughter of Sarah Imenu, Shechaisa Kuf V'Chaf V'Zayin, who lived 127 years, the Timloch Al-Kuf V'Chaf V'Zayin V'Dinos. And therefore, Esther, her descendant, the great-granddaughter of Sarah Imenu, will come and rule over 127 provinces or Medinos, countries, states, if you will. It's a baffling medrash. What's the connection? Why did Akiva decide to pick this random, seemingly random correlation between 127 years of Sarah Imenu and 127 Medinos of Esther Amalka? And what exactly was he trying to tell the students? So in front of me, I have a beautiful sefer called Or Gedaliahu, and he brings a very beautiful pshat from the Chiddushei Arim, one of the Gerar Rebbes. Listen to what he said. Listen carefully. Said the Chiddushei Arim, if Esther ruled over 127 places, if you will, states, in the merit of Sarah Imenu's 127 years, that means each year corresponded to one Medina. But you know, my friends, in every single Medina, in every single state, there's counties and communities and little cities. That means every single day of the year, if you will, correlated to a certain town, to a certain city. That means to say that every moment, if you will, of Sarah Imenu's life was so valuable and so meaningful that it gave this chus to Esther to rule over a certain place every single day. And what Rabbi Akiva was telling the students was, fellas, wake up! There's no time to sleep. Look what one day can do. One day equals a town. One year equals a whole Medina. 127 years, if a person lives life properly, equals 127 provinces. Don't sleep your life away. Don't waste your time. Rabosai, time is so precious. Make every single day count. That's what Akiva was telling his students. He wasn't just saying, stop saying, here's 127. Cute, here's 127. Says the Chiddushei Arim, he was telling them, look what one day equals. Look what one day can accomplish. Look how powerful every single day is. A little bit later in the parasha, it says, "Va'Avraham zaken ba bayamim, v'Hashem berach es Avram bakol," which means Avram got older, and he was ba bayamim. He was coming in his days, coming on in his days. Says the Medrash, "Yodeya Hashem yimei tamimim." God knows and loves the days of His perfect ones. Meaning what? Listen carefully. Avram Avinu was ba bayamim. It means he came with his days. There was a calculation. Avraham Avinu was very old, but every single day was accounted for. Avraham Avinu lived out his days. He came to the end of his life with his days. Rabosai says the Or Gedaliah so beautifully. Some people, when they get older, and he asks them, okay, so tell me about your life. So they don't have so much to say. Not every day is accounted for. Not every month is accounted for. Not every year is accounted for. What really matters in our lives, in our days, the days that we grew, the days that we worked on ourselves, the days that we fought the battle, the days that we tried our best to be the best that we could, those days are the days that count. A person can live to 100 years old. But he's not coming with his days because every day was just wasted. What did he do? He played poker. What did he do? I love to play Mahjong. What did he do? He loved to play paddleball. Wow, what a great paddleball player he was. What did he do? He made a lot of money. Okay. That's his life. That's what he did. What's he remembered for? What's he going to be recalled for in this world that he lived X amount of years and what? What was his years filled with? I once saw a very, very powerful idea that really hit me to the core. Rav Zilberstein, in one of his Svarim, writes the following thing. Listen to this. Just imagine there was Tchias HaMesim. Imagine that your great-great-grandfather, who, by the way, was a famous person. Wow, maybe he was like a great big rabbi of a town in Germany or a town in Poland. Imagine there was Tchias HaMesim, and your great-great-grandfather, this great rabbi, came to this world. And you were told at a certain amount of time, you're going to meet this person. You'd like get so excited. But by the way, they're coming back to life only for 1 hour. 1 hour of Tchias HaMesim. So you're like, okay, I'm going to go meet him. I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to ask him advice. I'm going to get so much from him. Instead of, you know what's going to really happen? He's going to come in. And you're going to tell him, hi, you know, I'm your great-grandson. My name is Shmuel. And he'll be like, oh, Shmuel, so nice to meet you. Everything okay? Good. And you know what he would do, your great-grandfather? He would run to the Beis Medrash. I have an hour in this world to accomplish something. Nothing against talking to Shmuel or to anybody, whatever your name is. But he would realize, you know what? I have 1 hour in this world. I know what the value of an hour is. I'm not going to waste it sitting around talking about nothing. I'll see you. It was great to meet you. I'll see you another time. I'm going to the Beis Medrash. I'm going to do a mitzvah. I'm going to do a chesed. I'm going to... I have an hour in this world. I have time in this world. I'm not wasting my time. Every day is precious. Every day is meaningful. Every hour is meaningful. I may have told the story in a pre-show, but I'm going to review it. A chesed story. A great story. It was in Mishpacha magazine a few months ago. There was a fellow that came up the hill in Bayit Lagan to Rav Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi, the great Rosh Yeshiva of the yeshiva called Ateres Yisrael. He's almost 100 years old. Big, big Rav. He wears a yarmulke that covers his entire head. One of these yarmulkes that a special order. It covers like, it's literally like bigger than life. Larger than life. Yarmulke is a tremendous masmid, a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And this guy brought his twin children to Rav Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi for a bracha for the Bar Mitzvah. So he brings them in to the great rabbi. He says, Rabbi, Rav, Rosh Hashiva, can you please give my sons a bracha? So Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi looks at them and says, who's older? Twins. So the father is like, it's an awkward question from the Rosh Hashiva. It's like, it doesn't really matter. They're very close in age. I guess he didn't want to make like any competition between the boys. They're twins. They're the same age. But Baruch Mordechai pushed and said, who's older? So the father like realizes he's not gonna fight off the Rosh Yeshiva. So he says, this one's older, but just by 4 minutes. So Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi says, just 4 minutes? Do you know what you can accomplish in 4 minutes? You know what 4 minutes is? 4 minutes is 240 seconds. 4 minutes is so much opportunity. 4 minutes, you can learn through so many things. You could do a chesed in 4 minutes. You could accomplish so much in just 4 minutes. Then he gave very nice brachas to both boys. But also taught them a lesson. Minutes. Time. The most precious commodity in the entire world. There's an expression in the world. Some people say, I have time to kill. I have time to kill. People talk that way. It says the great Bali Musa. Time to kill? Time to kill! You're a murderer. You're a murderer. Time to kill? There's nothing more precious than time. The flip side of that is the following quick little maisa. When I was married, living in Ramat Eshkol, we had a car. A small car, an old car, two-door car. It did the job. It had to be taken out of the country every few months because it wasn't like it was from Cyprus and I was a tourist visa, whole thing. One of my friends once stopped me in the street and said, Mazel, you bought a car, you bought yourself time. You bought time. Instead of waiting for buses and waiting here, waiting there, you bought time. You bought the most precious commodity in the entire world. And he's right. There's nothing more precious than time. I both said we're in yeshiva. Sometimes we wake up in the morning and say, it's just another Tuesday in yeshiva, another Wednesday. I missed today, what's going to happen? If Sarah Imena would have said that, one of the 127 provinces wouldn't have been given to Esther. Avraham Avinu would have said that. Avraham would have finished his life not bab bayamim, not coming with every single day with him, but coming with most of his days. But Avraham didn't say that. Every day is a new opportunity. Every minute's a new chance. 4 minutes. 4 minutes. What I can do in 4 minutes? What can I accomplish? I mentioned it again. This is not about Shidduchim, but you know what it is about? It's about us. Because if we realize the value of time, the value of every minute, and we use it properly, we're going to become better people. And the better chassan you are, the better person you are, the better chassan you are. And the better chassan you are, the better husband you are. And the better person you are, the better father you will be to your children one day. If you realize every minute is precious, if we realize every minute counts, and we maximize our minutes, and we use them to the max, we'll be able to say one day, we're also Baba Yamin, we're also coming with our days. And we'll be able to account and say, this is the day that I was able to, Baruch Hashem, utilize, maximize. We should be zocha to learn the lesson of Sarah Aminu, of Avraham Avinu, to walk in their footsteps and to live out our days and our lives in the most meaningful way possible. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbi Osei.